Internet of Things, parcels that deliver themselves.
Oh, I'm so excited. Just the check-in, and then it's sunny Mallorca for me. Oh, I'm Sam, by the way, the flight case. In a moment, I'll be heading for the plane, on the new baggage handling system. So I definitely end up on the right plane. There's none of those horrid printed luggage tags on my handle anymore. Oh, no. But here on my side, I've got one of those snazzy radio tags. My owner got it sent to him along with his ticket. There's a small chip in the tag that contains all the information. Destination, flight number, what have you. The whole thing's read out wirelessly. This top-notch case, yours truly, can now tell them where I want to go, whenever they ask me. Oops, we're off. There you go. The belt divides into two up there. Eyes peeled.
Hey, sexy. Where are we off to this time?
Oh, hello. Oh, hey, my chip's getting excited. It's transferring a bit of data now. Off to Mallorca, flight F8273.
Mallorca. Left to belt two, and then down the baggage chute. Have a nice holiday.
Thanks. It's fantastic. The system asks where I want to go, the chip responds, and the switching points send me off down the right belt. Mallorca, here I come! Whee!
Objects that organize their own route. That could, in principle at least, be a reality at airports in a few years. And not just at airports either, but wherever you find logistics. Fraunhofer researchers working in the fields of information and communication technology, microsystems engineering, factory automation and logistics are creating the solutions that will allow us to realize this vision. Jointly, they are developing the Internet of Things. Professor Michael Temhompel, director of the Fraunhofer Institute for Material Flow and Logistics in Dortmund, explains the idea behind it.
Just as data packets now move across the Internet, in future, physical packages will move through the Internet of Things. The packages, parcels, containers, and pallets will themselves control the systems they move through. They will know where they have to go and control the system so as to reach their destination.
It works just like an email. Emails move around the Internet as small data packets. Each of these packets includes the destination address, along with other information. At the nodes between the millions and millions of data lines, the packets come across routers. Think of them as switching points on the Internet. These routers use the address information to forward each packet along the best possible route to the recipient. If, say, a data connection on the Internet is overloaded with too many users, the router sends the packet via another connection. The routers are not controlled centrally by some mainframe, but make their own decisions. Fraunhofer researchers are now applying this form of decentralized control to logistics. They're working hard to bring automatic warehouses up to speed for the e-commerce era.
When you order something over the Internet, you expect the goods to arrive in no time at all. You also expect to be able to order single items over the Internet, say a CD or a book, all of which has phenomenally increased the number of consignments. The more consignments there are, the more complicated the systems become, compounded by the fact that orders are being processed faster and faster. This overwhelming complexity means we need new ways of controlling these systems. Brauchten wir neue Methoden, um
diese Anlagen zu steuern. Instead of developing more and more complicated control systems, the researchers have adopted the opposite approach. They are adding intelligence to the goods by using RFID technology. RFID stands for Radio Frequency Identification. Each item, or at least each package, is fitted with a label that contains a small chip and an antenna. The chip includes information on which packing department or which pallet an ordered item, say a t-shirt, could be sent to.
Your t-shirt itself controls the material flow along which it moves. In other words, when it heads for a conveyor, it says to that conveyor, I'd like to go to Dortmund, to the Fraunhofer Institute. And then the controller will say, okay, I need to activate conveyor number 3. That is how the package containing your t-shirt is routed through the in-house material handling system.
In the future, The goods won't only find their way within companies and warehouses using radio chips, but even all the way to the customer. And one day, maybe even back again to be recycled. But presumably, an Internet of Things will eventually be able to do much more.
We're also looking at networking, at the idea of chips that can communicate among themselves. At some stage, we want to take things a step further, enabling chips not only to communicate with their environment, their control systems in the Internet of Things, but also to talk to each other.
And the Fraunhofer researchers are already working on the necessary sensor and network technologies to do just that.